Mushroom, A Global History, is the name of a book by Cynthia Bertelsen, a food writer and blogger in Blacksburg and an award-winning cook who's lived all over the world. More than a recipe book, she's written a highly readable cultural history of the sometimes controversial fungus.
Mushrooms have been associated heavily in parts of Europe and in England with negative forces, and they were sort of rejected.
Bertelsen writes that cultures have long fallen into two categories, those that are mycophobic and others she calls mycophiles, people who are still drawn to the elusive fungi the way humans have been for millennia.
Mushrooms are one of the last foods that people could go out into the woods and gather. You know, there's the feeling of the hunt, the surprise of finding the mushrooms, there's the excitement, and then there's this little frisson of fear that I think is like, okay, are they okay? And I can't emphasize this enough. If they do go out to forage mushrooms, they must know what they're looking for.
And while some mushrooms are delicious, others medicinal, some magical, a few are poisonous. And it can be very difficult, even for experienced mushroom hunters, to identify them by sight alone.
In France, a country where mushrooms are a huge part of the culture, the pharmacies have trained mycologists. And there was a sign that said, you know, please bring your mushrooms in and we can look at them and help you decide which ones are good and which ones are not.
Bertelsen has a background in library science and a degree in human nutrition and exercise from Virginia Tech. Her lovely kitchen has a view of the university and the mountains. Hundreds of cookbooks fill bookshelves all over her house.
Because I write about food, I use many of them for reference almost all the time. When you look at it from a historical point of view, you can get cookbooks from a certain time, and ingredients won't even be in those books. And then you can trace the trajectory of the development of different types of recipes or the use of ingredients by using cookbooks as a primary source.
For Bertelsen, the joy of the hunt is to piece together those bits of information, facts, and folklore on a food that's gaining in popularity. More foreign and exotic species are showing up on store shelves, but she says even the ubiquitous white button mushroom makes a wonderful ingredient if it's cooked right.
Well, this is a Russian recipe.
For mushroom caviar, Bertelsen chops them into tiny cubes. A little melted butter, chopped green onions, they begin to release their liquid. But she says, resist the urge to stir, because that boils the mushrooms. You want them to caramelize for deeper, subtler flavor. Her book contains more tips on how to cook mushrooms, and it also reminds readers of their importance in human history.
And that's an example of the kind of knowledge that's been lost, and people are trying to get it back.
Cynthia Bertelsen's book is called Mushroom, A Global History. I'm Robbie Harris.